are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Carol Liebau, longtime political analyst and strategist. She's now based in California, and she joins us today to talk about a couple of subjects: the effort by California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and state lawmakers to raise revenue any way they can, and today it's through the ballot initiative. And we'll also get her thoughts on Republican Party Chairman Michael Steele saying the party is ready for the fight and its comeback begins today. And Carol, it's always good to have you with us.
Thanks, Greg. Always great to be with you.
We know that California is swimming in an ocean of red ink. I believe it's about $42 billion. And even if these ballot initiatives that are before the few voters that are actually showing up today are approved, that still leaves a huge deficit in the state. Why do you believe that right now voters don't seem to be warming up to these ideas at all?
Well, it's pretty easy. And that's because voters in California have come to understand that the legislature in Sacramento, which is dominated by far-left liberals, has essentially made state government work for only two constituencies. One is people who need public aid, and the others are unions. And the problem is that we have guaranteed union members such incredibly generous pensions and things like that, that you have a state budget that is spiraling out of control. We spend at least $5 billion a year, and some estimates go much higher, providing things like non-emergency medical care and long-term nursing home care for illegal aliens. And I think that the people in California have come to realize that regular, hardworking Californians are being taxed at one of the highest personal tax rates in the country. Corporate tax rates are high, and yet the state government still does not work for your regular, ordinary taxpayer. And here comes the legislature, which shows no restraint in how it spends our money, asking us for a $16 billion tax increase, and people have finally said enough.
And so, assuming that the voters do reject this $16 billion tax hike, what's the backup plan?
Well, that's a good question, because the people in Sacramento can't seem to figure out much of a backup plan, except no doubt they will come back with yet another idea for how to increase taxes and try not to cut any kind of services at all. But the message, if all these propositions, Greg, are repudiated as overwhelmingly as polls suggest they will be, is that people, even in California, which has a reputation of being a very left-wing state, even people in California would prefer service cuts to tax increases at this point.
And how much blame belongs with Schwarzenegger? He came into office 6 years ago on a fiscal discipline platform. How's he faring now in the public's eye?
And you know, Greg, you're absolutely right. Governor Schwarzenegger deserves a lot of the blame. He turned out to have a glass jaw. He came in with all the right ideas and trying to cut the out-of-control spending that the legislature was involved in, trying to curb in some way the powers of the unions and other special interests. And he put a few initiatives on the ballot. The unions organized and defeated him, and he rolled over and played dead and went along with whatever the legislature told him to do. And it's quite amazing that someone who has made a living out of building an image as a tough guy turned out to be such a girly man, as he might put it, in politics.
Just about a minute left here, Carol. Let's shift to the national political scene. Republican Party Chairman Michael Steele today saying that the party's comeback begins now. He says he wants to bring people together, have as big of a tent as possible, but understanding the core principles of folks like Burke and Reagan and Buckley. What do you make of his statement today?
Well, I'm happy he had that to say. And Michael Steele has, as you know, Greg, made a number of stumbles as he's assumed the chairmanship of the party. And let's just hope that what he decides to do is to make the big tent bigger by including more people rather than trying to throw people on the conservative end out of the tent in an effort to win the praises of liberals and people in the press. And the fact is that most of the country agrees with core Republican principles, that is, reasonable spending, strong national defense, and a government that understands that its role is to serve the people, not to rule over them in the manner of a monarch. And so if he does that and he continues to make it his mission to try and make it clear and, as he said, take on the ideas of President Obama's, which are, as many of them are, fundamentally out of step with the most cherished precepts and values of the American people, then I think the Republicans will continue to do well, or at least start to. As you look at the polling, what you come to realize is that after little more than 100 days in office, President Obama and the far-left Democrats in Congress have succeeded in restoring Republican support to a level that it hasn't seen since almost 2005.
Carol, unfortunately, we need to stop there. Thank you very much, as always, for your time.
Always great to be with you, Greg. Thanks.
Carol Liebau is a longtime political analyst and strategist, now based in California. That does it for Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Find us online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.